Blessed are the weird people.
Poets.
Misfits.
Painters.
Writers.
Troubadours.
For they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
This is Blessed Are the Weird on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Jacob Nordbeek.
Hello, my friends. Hello, wherever in the world you might find yourself today. I'm Jake Nordbeek. This is Blessed Are the Weird show on Empower Radio Network. I am transmitting from the Boise, Idaho satellite location, and I'm excited to be here today. You know, usually I bring a guest on, and we've had a lot of guests over the last few months, and I love sharing these guests and their journeys with you. And I've been holding off on doing this part for a long time because, well, it's more work and it requires me to really go in and then bring you something back out. But today I'm, hang on here, let me yank the plug. Today I'm going unplugged and there's no net. I'm just jumping right off the edge of the cliff. I'm going to be my own guest today for a couple of kind of important reasons. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But first of all, I just want to thank you for being here. And, you know, usually when I have a guest, we jump right in because we have 26 minutes of precious airtime, and usually we finish up with much more to say. And of course, today I get to fill all 26 minutes, and that's a lot of fun. But you get to listen in to me talking with these guests, folks who have written books and are out there engaged in life and sharing their own journeys and their tools. And today I want to turn that around and have this be a conversation between you and me. So if you'll just take a minute, and even if you're listening to this later via podcast or streaming or something, just imagine that you and I decided to meet up for coffee, and it's a Friday and kind of a nice relaxed day, and we decided to meet up somewhere in a nice little coffee shop and just sit and catch up with each other and talk about what's important in life. So let's just imagine that. So this time, you're not listening into me talking with someone else. This time, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to myself. And, you know, it's interesting. I was looking back at some of the shows we've had here over the last couple of months, and you know, I love that we've been exploring how to find out who we really are. Such an important quest. And today I'm going to talk about, really the big topic is live your truth. Live your truth. Because in this quest of who we really are, like who really am I? Who am I without all of the stories that I've believed about myself down through the years, been told about myself? Who really am I? And how do I bring that into the world? And in fact, you know, it's interesting, this Blessed Are the Weird phenomenon, really, which has gone so much farther than I ever expected it to when I wrote that original quote a long time ago. You know, this show's been going for about a year now, not the show, but the traveling caravan of people joining the Blessed Weirdians and you from all over the place, showing up and saying, yes, this resonates with me. I want to be part of this. I've been interested in all the different perspectives on what that means. And some people show up and they think it means to, you know, be weird in almost an annoying way. And I get that. And I've done some of that myself in my life, you know, the completely goofy faces and stuff like that. And other people show up and they think, you know, they come at it and they go, well, I don't want to be a weird person. And so, you know, I was talking with my publisher the other day, and he was helping me frame up the structure for the book I'm writing for Blessed Are the Weird People. And he asked, you know, Jacob, is this for the creative community? Is this just for people who already kind of see themselves as artists? Or is there a broad application to almost everybody out there, anybody who really cares about living deeply, living fully, living an authentic life? And I can't say a more resounding yes to the second part, because I believe so much in the Blessed Are the Weird People being the mystics and the poets and the misfits and the painters and troubadours and, you know, all of us, the writers. But I don't want anyone to get the impression that you need to fit nicely inside of one of those boxes to find out who you really are and to express yourself. And part of the reason for that is I don't feel that our art is confined to anything that we would normally call art. You know, oh, by the way, did you get your cup of coffee? You might want to get a little refill. Let's make sure we're comfortable here. So this thing of finding out who we really are and expressing it, this doesn't have to come out in what we would normally call art in some fashion. And I want to make sure you really get that. Because if you're sitting here across me right now and you're thinking, yeah, I want to express myself, I want to live fully and deeply, but I don't really have anything like that going on, I want you to understand there's so much more to it. It's not just about, you know, writing a book or writing a poem or painting a picture or singing a song. For me, the entire thing is art. In fact, I love what Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. and his father, and they're actually doing a big show down in Austin, Texas today, and they talk about the Toltec way of life, this ancient wisdom tradition. This way of life is about seeing all of life as art, right? And there's so much to that. And so what I want us to get from this show today and where we go with Blessed Are the Weird People in the future is I want you to see yourself as one of us. I want you, even if you don't have tattoos and piercings and paint pictures or sing in a rock band or write books or something like that, I want you to see yourself as one of us. In fact, I was talking to a dear friend the other day about this whole topic, and she said, I really feel like there's so many of us right now who want to come out of the closet. We know there's something unique and special inside, and we know we want to bring it out of the closet. We don't necessarily see ourselves as weird visibly, so we might fit in just real nicely in mainstream society, you know, drive a fairly normal car, live in a normal house, have even a normal job. But we have this inside which is trying to be expressed, you know, and we want to have help coming out of the closet and showing the world who we are. And I would ask you this. What's the benefit of that? Like, why? Why should we care about doing that? And I'll tell you this. The answer is, if we do this, it changes everything. If you show up who you really are, it's going to change some important areas of your life and how you experience them, like the way you do your work, what you do for money, you know, how fulfilling or how miserable that is. It's going to change your relationship socially and even very intimate social situations like your own family, perhaps your own love relationship. It's going to change those things if you really show up boldly, authentically, who you really are. It's going to also change your relationship with yourself. And these are things that I'm not just writing about. I didn't read them in a book, even though I've read a lot of books along this line. I've lived this and I am living this. You're actually watching me live it right out in front of you. And I'm asking you to do the same thing. I'm asking you to come out and share that journey with me authentically, because that is going to change the world. Now, I just got back from a few weeks ago down at Be the Change Conference in Southern California. And I talked about that, actually had some of the different speakers there join me on the show. Don Miguel Ruiz Jr. and Heather Ashimara and Karen Curry, who shows the human design system. Her new book's just coming out. I had some of these different folks, several other ones too, since I'm in the stream here just chatting with you, I can't remember right off the top of my head, but in a minute maybe I'll go back. But every one of them, as we were down there at Be the Change, was demonstrating some version of know yourself, know who you really are, and then be bold enough, be honest enough, be courageous enough to bring that forward. I wrote a little formula for real magic in our lives, real magic, and I think it applies here, and it's this. Here's the formula for finding out or expressing real magic in your life. Magic is first in knowing ourselves, next, what we truly desire in life, and then giving ourselves permission to go for it with a whole heart. So magic is first, number one, know yourself. Number two, know what that part of yourself really wants. And then number three is give yourself permission to go for it with a whole heart. Now, why would we not do that? It seems so simple, doesn't it? Why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we bring forth the best which lies within using a process like that? Because it just sounds so simple. And there's one answer for that, from my perspective. There's one answer, and that's fear. That's just fear. We're just afraid. And you might say, no, I'm not. Well, I'm going to challenge that, because if you're listening to this show and you're not fully out there expressing yourself in life in these various categories, you know, the work you're doing, the relationships you're in, and yourself, the way you feel with yourself in quiet moments, if those in those various areas, if they aren't an expression of your highest, brightest, most passionate, you know, turned on self, then I'm going to tell you there is some fear. And what is that fear? Well, it's a fear of being different. You know, it's a fear of not fitting in some fashion. It's a fear of, and you know what? This actually goes back to survival stuff. It actually goes back because we've been trained since an early age that we're not good enough just as we are. We need to fit in. We need to show up some other way, some way that somebody else said is important. And I want to suggest to you that that's not true. I want to suggest to you that who you really are, who I really am, if we're willing to come out and be ourselves truly in these areas, yes, it's going to require us to step through some old conditioning, some old lies we've been telling ourselves that we've been told. And you know what? These things, again, they start most of the time before we're even fully self-aware. They start when we're children, before we even know what's going on in the world. And they form our self-concept. They form the framework of who we think we are. And so this business of learning who really am I, it actually requires that we find ourselves in this thicket of half-truths. And it's not all lies. It's not malicious, by the way. We've just been passed down this framework. Our parents did it. Their parents did it. And so here we are in our work and our relationships and our relationship to ourselves and our relationship to the great unknown, whatever you might want to call that, God or the divine or the big everything I like to call it. I like to call it the great unboxable, because I don't feel like you can fit it in any one particular box. But we've been handed this formula that in most cases nobody gave a great deal of thought to. It's just sort of the habit of being ourselves. That's Joe Dispenza. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about that, breaking the habit of being ourselves. And this is where real magic starts, is in stepping back from the habitual person we think we are and stepping into who we really are and then figuring out how to bring that into real life. I just got a note from the producer leaning over my shoulder here in the coffee shop saying, hey, this time is going faster than you thought it might, so that's good. That's good, because you know, I wasn't sure exactly how I would fill 26 minutes without another person on the other side here to ask questions and then listen to them talk. So let's go ahead and dive in here on a couple of things. Let's talk about how being who we really are might affect our relationship with the work we do in the world. You know, this is such an important point to me, because this is one of the lies we've believed, that only a few lucky people get to do something that's really important to them. And the rest of us just have to slog along. You know, okay, let's think about maybe some child prodigy musician who just knew from an early age, this is what I'm all about. This is what I'm here to do. Or somebody who started painting pictures and they were just brilliant. And by the time they left high school, they never had to ask somebody for a living, do you want fries with that? They didn't have to ever have what we call a normal job. So for most of us, that ends up being this big barrier. And we believe this societal truth that we need to make a lot of money or our lives aren't worth much, right? We've been told that if what you love deeply, what's inside of you, you can't bring forward into the world in a way that will help you earn a full-time living at it, then it can't be worth a lot. And so then we go out and say, well, I don't know exactly what that is, and I don't know how I'm going to earn a living at it. And so a lot of times we stuff that. We stick it in the closet, and we just ignore it, right? And so we tend then to live our lives with this unrealized potential, this baby that wants to be born, and we won't let it come out because it just doesn't fit with, you know, we've got bills to pay and we have kids to raise and we have gas to put in the car and food and all this stuff we have to do. And so we end our weeks, you know, exhausted. We try to recuperate on the weekend, and we go through our days and our years slip by so quickly, and we come, you know, to middle age. Here I am 40 years old right now, and I'm very keenly aware of the journey and how quickly it passes. And so it calls to me to say, what does this mean to bring this magic out in my life? And, you know, here's a quote by David Orr. He wrote this: the planet does not need more successful people, but it does desperately need more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every shape and form. It needs people who live well in their places. It needs people of moral courage, willing to join the fight to make the world habitable and humane. And these needs have little to do with success as our culture has defined it. So let me ask you this. If you show up in your job, in your life, as who you really are right now, what fear do you have about that? Is that going to somehow limit you from being able to earn a living? Do you have something already inside of you, which if you brought it forward fully, if you stepped all the way into it, would allow you to earn a living doing what you love? These are just questions to ask. Sit down and write down. I encourage you to actually write it down. What do I do now for a living? And what do I wish I could be doing for a living? Because let's face it, we have bills to pay. We have food to put on the table. Let's not ignore that. That'd be silly. But let's look at the gap between those two. And let me just say this. If you do ask the question, who really am I if I showed up boldly, beautifully? If you show up in your work the way you are now, or the way it is now, I should say, as that person, how would that change it? Would that require that you did make some kind of a change? What do you fear about your current situation that, if you were fully honest about it, would lead you to go ahead and take some real practical steps toward a life that allows you maybe more space to explore the rest of yourself? Something to think about. So let's talk a minute about relationships, your relationship, our, mine, all of our relationship with the world, with the people of society, you know, our friends, our family, and then those really close relationships. You know, a lot of people, as they take this journey into who really am I and living our truth, we find out that the story we've been telling about ourselves and the story that other people have been allowing us to tell, it just doesn't match with who we really are anymore. And there is so much fear associated with making the kinds of changes. I have very close family members who have come out. They finally have realized that who I am is actually a gay person, for example, or who I am no longer allows me to interact with the family, you know, the responsibilities that we grew up with, let's say, our role in the family. Are you the troublemaker? Are you the straight A student? Are you the comedian? You know, and as we go down through life, these are survival strategies, but they're also how we see ourselves. And sometimes we're going to find out that there's so much more to who we want to be in the world, and it just doesn't necessarily fit that one box anymore, right? Okay, and from a personal example, I grew up, I was the oldest kid. I was a straight A student. I mean, always. I was going to be, if you had something that needed to be done, you could just count on me that if you signed me up for it, I was going to get it done, and I was going to be perfectionist about it, and I was going to really give it my all. And that's great, right? I don't want to take that away from my personality, but I found out over time I was taking on the burdens of other people, and a lot of times even the ones they didn't ask me to take on, because that was so important to me to be that person. And so when I began later in life at age about 35, I began to explore and feel the heaviness of those roles. I began to explore, who really am I? How do I want to be in this world? I found that I could no longer keep carrying all of the burdens that I had voluntarily picked up. And that was not easy. I had to change my relationships. I had to change the story that these people were telling about me and that I was telling for myself. And I found out how addictive that is. I mean, that you talk about, it's like, you know, that's like being addicted to a drug, this story that I've been telling about myself in the world. And I found out that other people were so accustomed to me telling the same story that they weren't necessarily all that stoked about me changing it. And so it took some time. And, you know, I found that as I was willing to do it with love, I was my own greatest barrier to that, by the way. I was the one who was holding myself back from stepping into the next thing. Sure, some people had habits of seeing me a certain way, but they weren't really the biggest problem. I was really the one who wasn't willing to just have the boldness to say, you know what? This is my life. I have to write the story of my life and come through it in a way which I'll be proud of, you know? And so, to make a long story short, I began making those changes little by little, step by step. And, you know, it actually connects with the third point. I'm down to 5 minutes left here today, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into it. The relationship with yourself, and this is really the one which affects all the other areas. So I had to finally stop defining myself by the story I was telling myself and allowing to be told about me, you know, in these other areas. And I had to start asking myself, who really am I? And in those quiet moments, how do I want to, if I read the story of my life on the last day of my life, and maybe you should do this, think about this, your last minute on earth, maybe write a little journal or a little, on a piece of paper, write down your last minute on earth. If you were to look back, how would you like the story of your life to read? And how closely is that conforming to how you're living it right now? And again, I'm not talking about success as society has defined it, you know, the money and the house and all that. I'm talking about, are you going to be proud of the person you are? Is this story interesting? Is it engaging? Is it funny? Does it make you feel really good? Can you look back over the story of your life and say, you know what? I left nothing on the court. I pushed all in. Because I started realizing at age 35 that that wasn't me. I hadn't pushed all in. I thought I had in a lot of ways, but I hadn't yet. I hadn't pushed all in. And so that was so important for me to be able to look at that and say, I have to be honest with myself. I have to know for sure that I've done this all the way. Because I don't know if we come back here or not. I don't know how many times I've been here. But let's just say that in the last minute of my life, and then as I pass out of this place, if I have the chance to look back at this experience, would it be like, you know, an amusement park where I'm like, gosh, if I wasn't so afraid, I would have taken that ride. If I wasn't so afraid, I would have done that. That's what I started to realize for myself, is that I don't want to leave anything on the court. And so I want you to think about this blessed are the weird people, this thing of living your truth this week. Is there some way that you can see how this might translate into who you are right now, how you've been? Is there a leap that life is asking you to take into a greater version of yourself? I know that that was the case for me. I know that I had to really come to the edge of that, and it became a very conscious choice. Life asked me, are you going to take this leap or not? Because if you don't, that's okay. You can keep living this half-asleep existence, or you can step fully into who you really are. And you know what? That's not a one-time leap, by the way. That requires me to keep coming to the edge of the unknown all the time. And I want to invite you to do that. I want to invite you to take the journey off the edge of the map. And we're down to, you know, I think a minute or so left. So let me just invite you, if you haven't done this already, go to my website. You can go to jacobnordby.com. That's jacobnordby.com. And go ahead and put your name and email address in and get the little ebook and the audio that I have on there, which talks about this journey. I want to thank you for being with me, and we're going to have some other guests on soon, but I'm going to continue this conversation. I would love if you would connect with me on Facebook and other ways, and let me know about your journey too, because this isn't just about me, it's about all of us. Folks, thank you so much for being with me today. Thanks to Empower Radio Network for this great space to host this show, and encourage you, as always, get your shine on.